Yes, Rod.
Hello, Rod. I'm Mike Schofield. I'm with the Board of Equalization.
Yeah, Mike, how you doing?
I'm fine. We are all here looking at your properties.
And okay. Did you get the tax?
We have applications.
We have some applications.
Oh, you don't have any of the setback facts?
We have a letter.
Oh, we got.
And some pictures. Is that what you're talking?
Does it show exhibit 1, 2, 3, and 4?
The ones that he faxed this morning or last night?
That was faxed around 2 in the morning to Donna Neely's fax number.
Yeah, he's pulling them up.
Here's exhibit 1. I attached them to each separate property.
Rod, I'm going to, we have some properties that we're going to ask you what the values are. Pawpaw Lane, the property number is 04-4.0-19-001-018-038.000.
Okay,
Cheyenne Hills, lot number 11, block 7, Venice on the Lake.
Okay, those are the ones I sent in?
Yep.
Yep.
Okay, the only letters I've received, the meeting letters that you guys have, did you get that fact?
Yeah, we did get the fact.
Okay. So the only ones that I know that I've got here are the ones that I was having the meeting on. I thought there was a couple that I used as comps from last year, like exhibit 5, 6, and 7.
Okay. Is that on this prop, sir? My question is this on BOE number 2016-4? Your exhibits you're talking about, or is it on a different BOE number?
Yeah, this BOE number, I'm going to have to find out exactly what you're talking about, because I don't know if I guess I need to know what the BOE number is.
Okay.
It was in the letter that we mailed to you.
And you faxed the letter back to us.
Okay, so where is the BOE number on this letter?
You see where your name is to your and your address? It'll say Board of Equalization number 2016-4.
Okay.
Number 04.
Yeah, I see that 2016-7, you mean?
We're looking at 2016-4 right now, sir.
Okay, just checking. Okay, I got this, 2016-4. Yeah, the one on Pawpaw Lane, that's the one that the property line for it that someone's built. I left in the note, I didn't understand how you guys do the taxes on when someone builds on someone else's property.
Well, just because that line is there doesn't mean it's on your property.
Okay.
Have you had it surveyed?
You did have it surveyed?
Have you had it surveyed? We don't survey.
Okay, so the line...
It's taken from an aerial photo, and they can be a few feet off, so that house is most likely not on your property.
Okay, what is the easement between the properties? That...
There's no easement, but you might have a... You might have a line. What you're looking at is an aerial photo, and sometimes it slides. And what? And whenever it slides on there, it can show a roof or something over next to you. And then, of course, I think there's a seven foot
setback
that you should have from your other property line. They should have 7 foot, and you should have 7 foot.
That's a problem.
That's good to know. Okay, super. Okay, so we go on to the next one on that one.
You want to go on to the next one?
So you're fine?
Yeah, I'll have to do a survey to see what kind of infractions are there.
All right. We'll have to make a motion to deny then.
Okay.
I'll make that motion.
Second?
I'll second.
Oh, good.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries. Our next one's 2016-5.
Assessed value $1,770.
Okay, this is the Exhibit 6. I've got the 2016-5.
Yes.
And you have it valued at what?
$1,770.
Okay. Yeah, this one is in the Taney Cumble Woods. There's several that are listed in the letter that I. There's no way that value of that property worked there.
Have you got a property value that you think it should be worth?
Yeah, we've got a realtor in the letter. His name is Parker Stone.
And what'd Parker say about it?
Let's see here.
Does he have comps with you?
Yeah, he's got several on the ones that these are little, what they call RV lots that the subdivision tried to market and never did. They could never ever get anybody to buy. In fact, I put down all the lots that people turned back last year at the tax sale.
Okay. What did Mr. Stone say it was worth?
I'm going to say at the most $300.
Do you have any comparables that he gave you that we can verify that?
I'll have to get it from him if you need a comparable on those lots, because one of the lots I paid $1 for just last year for someone that wanted out of the subdivision because she couldn't stand the people in the subdivision. I have tax records on that one. There's two. There is that 1216-8 is in the same like block area as this 105 or dash 5 that you're talking about. And I don't know. What do you have valued on 2016-8?
How wide is this lot, the first one that we're looking at here?
The first one's probably it might not even be 50 feet. I have the Taney County beacon on it, but I don't have the measurements. If you need the measurements, I can get them.
No, we don't.
But they're just going to happen. They try to mark them as RV plots that people can rent, and no one's ever used them. That's why they have so many people leave and let them go back to taxes.
Got a question for you. Is there utilities on these lots? Is there water? Is there electricity?
No.
No.
The bare lots? It's
40 by Sir?
I said, so they're bare lots, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, they're bare lots, and they're just bare little lots that they try to market as RV lots that you can park your RV there for 3 months at a time, but no one's ever done it since the history of the subdivision.
So what you're saying is if you wanted to buy one of these lots, as narrow as they are, you'd probably have to buy the lot next to it or maybe two or three lots to build a house on.
Well, yeah, the one that we're talking about on 2016-8, there is two lots together on that one. I was able to get two lots on that. Yeah, that one has enough space to do something on it.
Yeah, there's three of them.
But the 05 doesn't.
So the three lots, what are you thinking they're worth?
At the most, $300.
So you bought three lots and you give $300 for them?
Well, I'm going to say $300 per lot. That's what they'd probably be worth if you could sell them, but I don't know if you can sell them for $300.
On number five.
Number five, if it's like it is, it's minimum $750 or something like that.
You said 530, Chuck. Sir, we have a minimum value that we can set these at. I believe it's $530 appraised value, so that makes the assessed value, and the $100, which means your tax bill would be $5.
So you're going to put a minimum of
$530. So I would move to set the BOE price of value of 2016-5 at $530.
Okay, $530. That's on the 2016-8?
No, sir, that's 2016-5, and we're waiting on a second.
I'll second that.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries.
On the 2016-8, you say there's three lots there. I'd go ahead.
Hold on. The 2016-4. Wait, we've already done that one.
Correct. We denied that one.
Oh, the 2016-5, that's the one that only has one little lot.
We just set that at $530, which gives you an assessed value of $100, so your actual tax bill is $5. So now we're on 2016-8. I would move to set that at $1,590 because there's three lots there. Again, that would give you an assessed value of $300, and your tax bill will be
$15. Yeah, this is one of 2016-8?
Correct.
Okay, so what's the minimum value on it?
I'm making a motion to set it at
$1,590.
And, sir, we're waiting on a second.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries.
Just going to go down the list.
So 2016-8, sir, which is the lots 12, 13, and 14, has an appraised value of $1,590, assessed value of $300. Your actual tax bill would be
$15. What number are we on now?
Now we're moving on to 2016-6.
Okay.
That would be the Lake Taneycomba Woods, Unit 1, Lot 153.
This is 2016-6?
Yes.